Welcome to KCPW's BeHype Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
59 years ago, Reva Beck-Bosson became the first woman elected to Congress from Utah. Born in American Fork to Presbyterian parents, Reva Beck graduated from the Salt Lake Collegiate Institute, now Westminster College, and then went on to earn a bachelor's degree from the University of California at Berkeley and a law degree from the University of Utah. While she was in law school, she met and married Joseph Bosson, a fellow student from Helper. After finishing law school, the Bossons moved to Carbon County, where they opened a joint law practice. Reva immediately jumped into politics, campaigning for a seat in the state House of Representatives, which she handily won. While a member of the legislature, Bosson helped pass a badly needed minimum wage and hours law for women and children. Over time, she won the respect of her legislative colleagues and was eventually named the Democratic Party's majority floor leader. After serving in the legislature for several years, Bosson was voted in as a Salt Lake City judge. But her political ambitions extended to national office, and in 1948 she was elected to Congress, thanks in part to a visit to Utah by then-President Harry Truman. During her time in the House of Representatives, she became heavily involved in water reclamation projects, American Indian policy, and women's rights issues. Years after she retired from the House, she was brought back into politics one last time by John F. Kennedy, who named her judicial officer of the U.S. Post Office Department. She died in 1983. Content for this episode of the BeHype Archive was provided by the Utah State Historical Society and the Utah Statehood Centennial Commission. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other BeHype Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's BeHype Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.